Good to have you along. You're listening to another exciting edition of Duncan's Garage. My name is Ron Stafford. So glad to have you there. If you're listening and you're a local musician or a national musician, you want to be on the show, just let me know via email, rstafford@howardcc.edu. Again, rstafford@howardcc.edu. Of course, we are part of Dragon Digital Radio, a service of Howard Community College right here in beautiful Columbia, Maryland, in Howard County. Got this CD across my desk, and I pop it in the old player as I usually do, and it's a jazz sound, and this woman can sing, and she's got this sound that I really can't describe. And I knew I wanted to have her on the show. Her name is Anne Hall, and she joins me by phone right now from Santa Barbara, California. Anne, welcome to Duncan's Garage.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for the time. Your CD and this project entitled Wonderful, I'm looking at it here. I've got it in my hands. It is wonderful. I consider this a labor of love on your part. Am I correct?
No, yeah, it was a total labor of love. Yeah, it took a couple of years to complete. So, yeah, it was lots of work and fun.
And this came out last year, correct? Sometime in the summer or fall?
Yeah, we released it in August 2016.
Okay. Let's just go back. Let's go back to the very beginning. Your sound, tell us about how you developed your sound and when you picked up a guitar and how you got started in music.
Well, I kind of started this whole writing music later in my life. In the earlier years when I was younger, I always was attracted to music and always around it, and in high school I had boyfriends that were all in bands, and I would go to every show possible. I grew up in Petaluma, California, which is a tiny little place up in Northern California. We would get bands like Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Neville Brothers. The Ramones would stroll through there. Just all walks of bands would come through there, and I would try to go to every single one. So I was always really attracted to music and loved watching live music and wanted to do it, but just didn't have the resources. My parents were divorcing, and I don't know, it was just crazy childhood circumstances.
Wow.
But I always played the piano. I never actually officially learned from anybody. I just would play it.
Self-taught, right.
So that was kind of my introduction. We had a piano, so that was great. I ended up having kids really, really young, so I kind of stopped that, but I always wrote poetry, and I kind of kept that going through the years, and then it just evolved into songwriting,
Interesting.
And I had more free time.
Interesting. If I may, yeah. what was your career before music? Was this a full-time mom situation, or just kind of take me through, you know, I guess your 20s, or was it just...
I was a photographer for a while. I got my degree in psychology, but never really... got my I think you have to work 3,000 hours to become a therapist. I never did that.
That's right.
I was just always wanting to be creative. So I was painting for a while and selling paintings. I just was anything creative. So then I started making, we kind of made some diet changes in our house, and I started making salsa to like spruce up the food.
Huh.
I was eating because it was kind of bland, and like all natural salsa. And so that kind of evolved into a business after a while. People were always, hey, bring it over to the party, bring it here. So we started a company where we sell salsa to grocery stores, the refrigerated product. Yeah, so I did that. That's been 6 years old now, that business.
Is that exclusive within California, or is that nationwide?
No, it's just in our area in L.A.,
okay.
So Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We sell to like Whole Foods and such.
So you're a business entrepreneur. That's fantastic. You said 6 years.
Yeah.
That's a pretty thriving business right there.
So that's good, and it's kind of doing its thing, and
right.
I have a lot more time now to do my thing. So
very good.
With the music, which has been really nice.
You said you're a parent. May I ask your daughter's or son's name and their age?
Yeah, so I have four kids.
Oh, wow, okay.
Just really young, whooped out kids.
Oh,
I have, my oldest is Alexandria, and then I have a son, Colin, who's a great tennis player.
Nice.
And then I have a 13-year-old who's, her name's Jasmine. She actually did backup vocals on this record. She's amazing. Her voice is amazing. She's going to be incredible.
Yeah, Jasmine Hall. I'm looking at her background vocals. Yeah, looking on the back of the cover.
And
yeah.
then my little guy, his name is Curran.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So you're juggling a salsa business and four kids. When did the whole, you mentioned going to see the bands and your passion for music. When did you start playing the guitar? And was it in the midst of all the kids?
I actually maybe played the guitar for like a brief moment, but I actually play, what I used to write songs with is the ukulele and the piano.
Okay.
And then I've been in a reggae band for the last like 7 years, and one of our former drummers, he knew I wanted to do a solo project, so he introduced me to this sound engineer that is incredible. He lives in Ojai, Ventura area.
Okay.
And he won a Grammy.
Is that John Baffa?
Sound engineering. John Baffa.
Okay.
And so I went and talked to him, and he introduced me to a producer, Max Gualtieri, and through him, he helped like with the arrangements and stuff. So that was incredible. And he was just a great person to work with. So I basically put the bones together with my ukulele and the songwriting, and then he took it to a different level, which was great.
Interesting.
Great.
So this is your first major solo project then, correct? I mean, you have the band, you have the Remarkables, correct? But this is your first full blank solo project.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did put out a CD years ago, but it was just my first project.
Okay.
Just putting something out there, yeah.
Gotcha.
So this was really thought out, and a lot of heart and soul went into it. It was really, really fun.
Excellent.
And creative.
Oh, believe me, it shows. It shows. Let's take a quick break. Let you hear one of the songs we're playing right here on Dragon Digital Radio. This is Keep Holding On right here on Duncan's Garage and Dragon Digital Radio. Give a listen to Ann Hall.
Don't give
And we are back. Yours truly, Ron Stafford, keeping you company for the remainder of this half hour. You're listening to Duncan's Garage. We just heard a wonderful piece entitled Keep Holding On. And the singer, of course, is Ann Hall. And it's from the CD entitled Wonderful. Ann joins me by phone. Ann, let's talk about Keep Holding On. Let's go into the background of how you came upon this song and the arrangement of the song as well.
Well, this song is actually, the music was written by the producer, Max Gualtieri.
Okay.
And he just said, hey, you be willing to write some lyrics to this? And I said, sure. He had the music in place, and I actually, it's kind of funny, he gave me the music a couple months before we actually were in the recording studio, mm-hmm. and I was having such a hard time coming up with lyrics, and I was on the, I think I was on the 405 in L.A.,
yes.
and I, like 2 days before we were supposed to record, and I, all of a sudden it just hit me, and I just started, it was kind of like an ode to my kids, like, because, you know, you just go through struggles in life and
yeah.
just to keep hanging in there.
That's
and
right.
things are going to be okay.
That's right.
So I just started writing it out on the freeway, which I probably shouldn't have done then, but sometimes that just hits you.
Yeah. I can just imagine the cars, the cars going by and, you know, they think you're texting. I'm like, hello, I'm writing my next album. Hello.
Yeah, it's, I know. Well, usually on the 405, it's pretty stop and go.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah.
I had a couple pauses where I could throw in a line really
that's
quick.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. Now, did you do this with your band? Your band's called The Remarkables, correct? I mean, is this a band called?
Yeah.
Okay. I've listened to all the tracks. This is pretty much you and the band, correct? I mean, talk about your relationship with The Remarkables.
So The Remarkables, it's a group of guys that they're all from, ranging from L.A., Ventura, Santa Barbara, and they're all just, like, really great guys. Some of them teach jazz. One of them does, like, the drummer, John Lax. He does TED Talks about drumming. They all do numerous different things on their downtime. And they're just all really great guys.
Cool.
I don't know. They're just easy to get along with. Super great musicians. Super talented. We're fortunate to have Carl play on the album, and his main project is the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy band that he's involved in.
Yeah, sure.
And so
tenor
we have some really nice people involved in this project and
very cool.
playing.
And Maxwell's on guitar, piano, and percussion on this release.
Yeah,
correct?
I mean, the actual recording, we didn't record the piano tracks during the live recording. We kind of added that in later.
Okay.
Yeah, he filled in where it was needed, which was great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Did you always want to have a band? How did the band all come? I mean, you said you met them, and was this just, do you like having the band? Do you prefer doing more solo work? Just talk about working with the band versus solo.
The band that I was involved in, that the reggae band, this
right.
is a different,
okay.
yeah, that,
different
that's
vibe.
Different.
Sure.
These guys, Max kind of helped me get them all together.
Okay.
The trumpet player that is in The Remarkables now, he's a good friend, and
cool.
It's just, he kind of helped pull everybody together, which was great.
Nice.
Because I was in another band, the Soul Tree Band, which is a reggae band, and I am still in that band, actually.
Okay.
It's a fun little band. That was more all of us, just, we're all just like family. And
exactly.
this band, we're family as well. But it's something that Max kind of pulled together.
I understand.
Finding the best people to fit the project.
So I understand.
That was great.
Who came up with the name The Remarkables? Was it Max, or was it just kind of a brainstorming session, or what?
I did, because I just had such a great experience with this whole process.
Yeah.
And all these people that he brought into my life play music were just amazing people.
Nice.
And I just had to give them a name that suited.
Oh, it does.
Believe
me. Believe me. The whole album, I mean, it's remarkable. It's wonderful. It's all of that. Talk about making this album last year. Was it really what you thought it would be going into this recording sessions and all of the hard work and juggling the family and juggling the recording sessions? Just talk about the making of this album, if you would. You know, I know this took months last year.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about sort of the bare bones of what it took to do this project.
Well, I mean, it took time and money and resources and all that stuff. And, I mean, it all started out me just on the ukulele doing scratch tracks with John Baffa.
Right.
And him going, you know what, I think you need a producer to do some arrangements.
Because
I was telling him I really want an album that's got that vintage soul kind of jazz vibe to it.
Yeah.
And there's a couple months of doing that, of just kind of laying down some tracks and just seeing which songs I liked and which songs had potential and all that stuff. And then I met Max and we went from there, and he just would bring ideas. He was such a great tool in all of this, where he knew all my influences and he would listen to all these artists like over and over and over again and study them so that he knew exactly the vibe I was going for.
Nice.
And so he really did his homework, and then we ended up doing a major recording in October of 2015.
Okay.
With the whole band, with all the Remarkables.
Okay.
And we did that up at Brethren Studio in Ojai, and so we were able to get together the gist of the most of the album there, and then we just vocal trackings. I had a really bad cold when we did the recording at Brethren, and I was like, dang it. So I really couldn't vocally do what I wanted to do there, so I had to re-record all that over the next few months.
They say sometimes for DJs, like if you have a cold, like your voice gets deep like this and everything else. But obviously for singers, it's different because you're using your entire register. You know, I can just imagine that.
No, it was difficult because more of a dry. My throat was really dry, so I couldn't get anything. Jeez.
But the actual project was mastered at Capitol Records in L.A. Mm-hmm. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, nice. That was so cool.
A wonderful circular building. That's just, and so many recorded there, Sinatra and everybody else. That's just phenomenal.
Yeah, it was pretty iconic. I was like, wow. Yeah, I was a little starstruck going in there. Ron McMaster was the one that mastered the album, and he did a great job, and just such a great guy. All the people I worked with were just so supportive and just really nice, awesome people to work with.
Very cool. Very cool. Let's take our second break and let you hear one of the other tracks. I'm so glad she redid this. I haven't heard a better remake of this song in my life. And I'm just going to put that out right there, right now. Here's You Send Me. Of course, the classic was done by Sammy Cooke. And here's Ann Hall's version. You're going to like this one.
Darling, you send me. I know that you send me. Darling, you send me. Honest, you do. Honest, you do. Honest, you do. You thrill me. I know that you thrill me, darling, you thrill me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it lasted so long. And now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home, darling. You send me, darling. You send me. I know that you. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation. But ooh, it lasted so long. And now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you. Oh, 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 darling, send me. I know that you send me. Darling, you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do.
And you just heard You Send Me. And of course, that was done by the one and only Ann Hall. Ann's new CD came out last year. It's wonderful. That's the name of the title. And indeed, it is. Ann continues to join me by phone for another few minutes. Ann, talk about doing Sammy Cooke. Was this kind of a trepidatious thing? Who came up with the idea of putting this on the album?
Well, it's a song I always wanted to cover. And the bands that I was in the past, they never wanted to do it. And we had kind of talked about maybe doing a Billie Holiday song. And on this album, I knew I wanted to do one cover song. I just was kind of tossing and turning between a few. And I wanted to do some women artists, but then I thought it would be really cool to do Sammy Cooke. And I always think it's cool when a lady sings a guy's song. I don't know, there's something, it's a cool paradigm. I really love this song. It's just such a sweet song.
It is.
And we just did it, and we wanted to do it really simple and just do, Max just played electric guitar.
Okay.
And kept it really simple, and it was just one track. It was a live, boom, done.
Really? One and then done, seriously?
And we did that with the Dream song as well.
Huh.
It was just a one.
Wow.
Most of the songs actually were done live, except when I had the cold, I had to redo some vocals.
Right. You can't put that on the album. That wouldn't work.
What's that?
I said you can't put that on the album. That wouldn't work.
Yeah. Well, actually, the Going Back Home, we kept that. That was my bad cold voice, yeah. But it worked for that song.
That's cool.
But
that's cool.
We were able to get this one in one swoop. So
yeah,
that was cool.
I'm looking here. There was from the same piece that I found about your line of sauces. You say, as a kid, I was a big fan. And again, you just mentioned this, as of the classic soul sound of Billie Holiday, Otis Redding, and Ella James, Sammy Cooke, and now I'm trying to combine all that with a modern twist. You succeeded. You really did. You really, really did.
Do
you in future albums, do you want to do more covers? Do you want to do more, just kind of balance that out with the originals? Or what do you see yourself as far as future projects coming on down the line?
Well, I just love writing songs, so I'm probably going to continue. I already have laid some tracks down with John to start new stuff. I don't know how long it's going to take, but and it just put that video up, the Lonely Eyes video. That's
yes.
I just wrote that like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I love writing songs, so I'm probably going to, I'm one of those people that like to put, like when you paint, you like to get it framed, you know?
Yes.
You like what you've done. It's the same thing with music. It's fun to put it on something and have something to show for and to put it out there so maybe other people will enjoy. I mean, I'm probably going to do some covers because I love the works of so many artists. It's fun to share that too. So I'm sure it'll be a combination.
Right.
For sure.
Well, it's the same venue that Willie Nelson wrote Crazy and Patsy Cline took Crazy and ran with it. You know, it's the same venue.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching a bio of Patsy Cline on PBS last week, and I forgot that was a Willie Nelson song. He plays it on the actual presentation or documentary, and then Patsy just puts her own little thing on there and just goes to town, and you did this in your own spin of Sammy Cooke, and as I said, you did a great job. You mentioned that Jasmine is on the album. What do your other mm-hmm. kids think about you doing this music thing full-time and with them and the salsa business? What do they think about your music?
I think they're happy. As long as I'm happy, they're happy. They
okay.
just feel like a happy mom, for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
Anytime I can get my hands on playing music or writing music or anything to do with music, they know I'm going to be happy. So I think they're definitely supportive of me pursuing music and playing live and and all that stuff. They're pretty, yeah, they just want a happy mom.
That's great. That's what it's about. Happy,
much.
You know,
who doesn't, right?
Yeah, you get
my
married, happy
like
wife,
so
happy
good.
Life. You have a mom, happy. You know, I know things are okay with mom.
Yeah,
we're cool.
Thing, yeah, whatever that is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. That's right.
And I feel like I'm a better person when I'm being creative. Any way I can be creative, whether that's cooking something new or painting or anything that's creative, I'm just much happier human being.
That's great. So. Let's talk about your plans for the summer. You had emailed me the video this morning. You're heading to Europe this July. Is that correct?
Yeah. Going to Europe. Wow. And we're going to be staying in the lower town, close to Copenhagen in Sweden.
Okay.
And that's going to be like the hub. And we're just going to be cruising around from there and hitting some spots in France and England and such. So
how long is...
We'll be announcing those it'll be listed on my website.
Okay. How many cities are we talking about here? Can you give that information to our listeners? Are we talking a couple months here in Europe? Or
I'm not sure. Noah, my tour manager, he's still working on the different venues, but we'll have it probably confirmed in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And then we'll put it up there,
Gotcha.
We'll be there for a month, so it'll be really fun.
Very cool. Is this you or just the band? Will Jasmine be coming along with the band, or is this just a solo thing?
Yeah, Jasmine will be coming. I don't know if she's going to be in the band.
Okay.
It depends on what she's up to, but
that's
we'll
right.
try to hook her in and get her out there.
That's cool.
We've
got about a minute left. What brings you the greatest satisfaction? Is it being a mom? Is it doing the recordings with the salsa line? What really brings you the greatest satisfaction with doing all of this that you're involved with in your life?
I think of course, being a mother is number one.
Yes.
The love for your kids is like, you can't even explain it. But music is just an amazing thing. And I find myself, if I get too busy doing other things and I don't give myself that space to create and play music and stuff, I find myself not feeling so happy. When I actually do it, it brings a lot of happiness. And I think it's just the creative process is just so important for all of us human beings to try to be creative. And
that's right.
Whether that's gardening or, you know, whatever it is, like just it just helps so much.
That's true.
And I have to remind myself all the time.
That's very true. How can our listeners get a copy of Wonderful, and what's your website, and how can they get in touch with you, Ann?
Yeah, so you can go to www.annhall, Ann with an E, and H-A-L-L, music.com.
Okay.
And you can listen on there. There's also, I have a press page and a touring page, so you can look up tour dates on there. The music is available on iTunes, CD Baby, Spotify, and Bandcamp.
Everywhere.
And so, you can get everything there.
Very good. I'm so glad to find out about you and to get your CD. It was wonderful talking with you there in California. Take care of those kids and have fun, okay?
Thanks so much.
You're very,
right,
very
thanks
welcome.
Thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ann. Again, that is Ann Hall, and it's fantastic. AnnHallMusic.com. Again, AnnHallMusic.com. That's going to do it for me, Ron Stafford. All the best to you. Until next time, make it a great day and an even better tomorrow.